This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
A little later in the program, we'll tell you about some of the things happening this weekend on AMI Audio. Some amazing content this weekend. Folks, hang in. We'll deliver that to you a little later on. We've got lots for you still on the program. Kelly McDonald with Ramya Amadhin.
Well, let's get into the Chatty Bookshelf. This is our weekly book talk with Ryan Huey.
Who knew an entire library could fit inside your pocket? I'm Ryan Huey. This is the Chatty Bookshelf, where we talk audiobook trends, news, and author interviews.
Ryan, we got a couple of things we want to get to today. You want to start with The Investigators? This is a cool shout out.
Thanks so much, guys, for having me back. Yeah, our friends over at Macmillan, this is a great little thing. So the graphic novel series, The Investigators, is being made into audiobooks. They're being a little bit creative here because there's many things here. It's an entire series, so there's tons of them. Last I saw, there was 26 volumes, but I could be wrong on that now because there could be more released. But they're doing sound effects. They're complete with a full cast, and they're actually doing alt text and descriptions of how many panels are on the page, that sort of thing. So it's actually really cool, really accessible, and you know they're going to be made available everywhere. They had a little short video of the cast that are voicing the characters kind of speak out, and they said it was the most fun they've had voicing anything and performing, so I think it's going to be really good.
Okay, yeah, well, Macmillan Audio... and just graphic novels in general, I guess, are becoming very, very huge, right? So this is a pretty good recommendation.
Yeah, and I think what's going to happen is, this isn't new, but it's still kind of working the kinks out. And I think what's going to happen is this one will kind of put it over the top because it's learned from the mistakes others have made in the past or the exclusions that others have made in the past. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that it'll be perfect. I can't tell you yes or no, but I think that it's going to be really good in comparison just because of the amount of energy that they're putting into it and how excited the cast is. That's a huge kind of thing. If you love to do what you do, you're going to sink your heart and soul into it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. I mean, I'm anxious to see about some of the extra things like the alt text and all that, but really how that grabs on. But I just love the different things people are doing and do it now and get people so involved. And when you use casts, it's so cool because we sit here and say, hey, dramas are awesome. Radio dramas are awesome. What a way to blend everything together. What people expect from TV, what people who may not necessarily know a lot about audio dramas, but now what people have gleaned from listening to audiobooks and getting one or two or three readers, now you're getting your full cast. So some tremendous stuff.
And I love that it's going to be like a play, right? Where it's not going to be...
Yes.
This is voiced by one person. It's going to be a back and forth. Kelly's line, Ryan's line, Kelly's line, Ryan's line, Ramya's line. And when they throw in a different character. So I think that's going to be really cool.
I think so. Well, and as we hear always the graphic novel, we love when something's been done that way. And I think when you're finding these different ways and nuances, it's just beautiful. Sir, what story did you find for us this week you want to share?
This one crept up on me. It's right in my wheelhouse. So the description is going to, you guys are going to laugh because it's really just something that I would soak up, but I can't believe I missed it. It's come out a little while ago. However, it's getting a lot of different opinions, good and bad, but I saw most are good. It's really interesting, the ratings. And I went through after I finished it. And it's about a 50-50 between, and again, you know, the rage ratings, it's about a 50-50 from 5-star to 1-star on a couple of things, including Goodreads, which is interesting. So I was kind of curious and I really wanted to bring it forward because I think others will enjoy it too.
Okay, so tell us what it is and why it's good.
So it's called The Will of the Many by James Islington. And it's narrated by Ewing Morton, excuse me, and it clocks in at 28 hours, which is unusual for me. So it's a long listen. Yeah. However, the good thing about this is that it's only getting started. This is the first book in a series. So you can only imagine if the first book is 28 hours, what do we got in store for, let's say it's a trilogy. We don't know. Then at least in the next two books, I would say probably similar. I don't think you're going to go from a 28 hour to a 6-hour book. So I think you can kind of expect kind of the same thing. you're in for a lot of thrills, and it's a pretty interesting kind of take on some things.
Wow. Okay. Like you said, 28 hours. This is an Orion kind of book. So, what caught your ear? Why?
So it's got a little bit of political intrigue. It's got a lot of conspiracy, which I like. It's got some amazing universe and world building, and that's what really takes up a lot of the 28 hours, which I thought would be boring. However, the performance is fantastic. And I do this all the time when I get a book that kind of creeps up and I'm like, oh, it's going to be top 10 for sure. I say make it into a movie. However, with this one, I think I'm going to have to say Hollywood, stay away. You're out of your mind if you think you can fit 28 hours, and we'll even put it into a long movie and say 3 hours, like The Lord of the Rings. You're not going to do it. They're going to have to cut out so much. So I think my opinion would be leave it alone. Give this one to the audiobook listeners, the book listeners, and like let us keep this, because you know I'll go see it, or you know I'll watch it on Netflix or however it comes out, and then it'll leave that sour taste in your mouth because
You'll
it's,
butcher it. Well,
yeah,
and what you just said about the universe building, I don't know, other than just show, 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 which for us becomes lame description that's too hard to catch up with what they're trying to show to get us to understand what this universe is like. If so much of the book in your mind is built that way, what a better place to keep it is in your imagination.
And I think that's the great part of it, right? Like obviously folks with vision can see the cover, and I think that lends a lot to it because it's been getting some really great comments about how awesome the cover is. But you know, for someone like myself, it's like I'm getting the descriptions, but I'm also putting my own spin on it, and I really enjoy that part of it. And it's interesting because the performance, another thing is, as you guys know, I don't do well. I can't really get into the English accents. And this guy has an English accent, and I don't know if that was maybe the thing I couldn't put my finger on it, but he's, you know, with his stops, his starts, the pacing, the world building, the narration, as opposed to voicing characters, it's really good. It's really, really good. And there's a ton of 5-star ratings just based on this, just with the, because you know, on Audible, you do, what is it, story, performance, and I think it's overall or something like that is the
Okay.
third one. And the voicing ones and the performance were literally all 5 stars. Which
Nice.
is amazing.
You want to tell us a little bit about your impressions of the main character or something?
Of course. He's obviously a hero that is very flawed. And what the story kind of goes around is he lies to get into the most prestigious academy in this universe. And he starts to learn that things aren't what it seems in there. However, he's been sent there, as you learn a little bit later on, to get the secrets, and he finds out some things that could destroy this world. And he kind of goes from, I'll say, an anti-hero or the hated, flawed hero to what I would assume in the next books, he becomes the superhero, right? But they got to do it carefully because I do like him as that kind of
Anti-hero.
bumbly, mistaken, flawed hero. And I
Can't be
think
like
that's
that
what it
forever, though.
would, right?
No.
Exactly. It's almost like the coming of age or something where he's going to become something, but it's really good. The
How much humor is
conspiracy
there
is.
then? With that kind of take on it, is it the just a total dry or dark humor? How much would you say is in there?
There's a few things sprinkled in there, but you have to really pay attention to the world building because they'll say something about food and it'll be like, oh yeah, you know, Kelly doesn't like French fries. Like, you know, if you said that to an alien, they'd be like, what are French fries? So it's like you got to really pay attention to the kind of nuances of the world, and you'll get some of the humor. But then there's some things where it's limited, but it's there, and I think it's pinpointed at the exact right time. And that's just my opinion. Maybe people are like, I hate it, get it out of there. Because I know a lot of people do not appreciate that when it's supposed to be like world building and the conspiracy thing and the political intrigue. And it's just a whole bunch of that. But they do sprinkle in from time to time a little bit. Not 28 hours worth. I think it's like if I had to put a number on it, maybe once every like 6 hours or 7 hours. Like if there's just that one little line here or there.
Okay, but it's not meant to be comedy.
No, definitely not.
Even though he's a bumbler and kind of and gets in there as a charlatan. Very interesting.
I just say that because I think I'm used to the Hollywood movies where it's like your hero is just does everything right. He's in the right place at the right time.
Boring.
It's right. It's like, okay,
I like the
you know,
jerk as a
everything's
hero,
wrapped up in a
man.
night.
Well, This is not his first book, and some of the other books that he's written before this, I think starting 2014 is when he published his first book. All of the titles sound interesting, and I'm curious about, you know, the overlap of the type of stuff he writes. But does this book remind you of anything else you've read in the fantasy realm?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I hadn't considered that.
When you mentioned political intrigue, it reminded me of the 1984, but clearly this is not that vibe at all.
I'm not into the fantasy in terms of like this, or where it's, you know, the RPG, the role-playing stuff or anything like that. But I'm really, this one got me and didn't let me go. I don't know that I could compare it to anything. I'll have to, you know what, maybe next.
Well, what time does it take place in, Ryan? Like is it futuristic or is it current?
I don't want to ruin anybody's thoughts.
Spoiler, it could kind of be a little bit of both.
No, I don't want, it's not a spoiler. It's just, you get to make that, I mean, I don't want to make that
it's an interpretation.
But it's like, it's kind of an interpretation piece there, or at least I found it to be.
I kind of like that. Sometimes it's almost like, I think a writer doesn't want you pinned down to one time, but they want to use elements from any time they choose.
Which is fair.
Uh-huh.
And in good writing, yeah.
In really good writing and put into it perfectly, it works.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we can check out that one. Yep.
Yeah.
It's got a lot going on for sure.
Yeah. What else you got for us, sir? Anything else before we wrap?
Of course. So as if it needed to be on sale again, but audible.com and audible.ca have every single Harry Potter book on sale, are on sale from now until the end of May. So, I mean, if you're like me and you're one of the people that don't have them, now is the time to do it. And they did a really good promo spot, and they had Stephen Fry on there, and he said what it was like to voice these characters, and then what it was like to bring the world alive, and all that enchantment and the world building, as we just talked about in the other book. But he had a really good video, and I thought it was a really good interview.
So it's the Stephen Fry versions that are on sale?
I didn't look. I only looked into the video.
I would assume so, if he's the one promoing. Yeah.
I would think so. Yeah.
Right, well, maybe they'll do a parallel one with Jim Dale promoing and his.
And then maybe they'll do that next year, though. Once people have bought these, they'll
next
go
year,
on that.
No.
And
half a year from
are you going to be supportive and buy it again?
Technically, I could, because I don't own any of the Stephen Fry versions, but no, thank you, Jim Dale.
I could tell by your voice that you didn't. Mm-mm. Yeah.
All right, Ryan.
I tried. Harry Potter. I tried.
He did. Yeah. I'll get like the UK, the Philosopher's Stone version, if there's a Jim Dale one, because I have the Sorcerer's Stone, right? The American version of it. I love how you guys have no comment on that. All right, thank you.
Oh, no, I even know what you're talking about. I've heard this nonsense.
Unreal. Kelly's mom would be proud.
Oh, my mother would go crazy. My mother would say, well, it took you this long to get it? What kind of traitor are you?
Mm-hmm.
My
just mother leaving would me hanging like this. Oh, reminds me of the Quidditch quiz on the neutral zone. Okay, bye, Ryan.
thanks so much, guys. Shout out to my Capitals. Take care of those Rangers.
What's wrong with this, man? Never mind. Good grief. You guys are talking about stuff that's redundant and old. Anyway.
Okay, not even. We never trash Stephen Fry enough on this show for his performance on Harry Potter. But anyways, Ryan Hui will be back. He'll be back next Friday for more audiobook chat.
We're going to step aside, and on the other side of the break, folks, we're going to recap and weigh in on a few highlights from the past week, including problems with Ontario Safe's Street Act, breakout moments for disabled comedians, and spotting the signs of burnout. Conversations we've had on this show this week. We'll be back with Cut for Time after this.
It's fun, insightful, and inclusive. Kelly and Ramya return in a minute.
The Walrus is Canada's conversation, and you're invited to take part. Download AMI's Voices of the Walrus, where professional narrators read selected articles from the magazine. Available wherever you download your AMI podcasts.